1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier tonight. We will talk about the Paula Abdul, what could be, scandal. Doug, thank you for being on the program. You are the entertainment writer for the Courier, correct? Just want to get your credentials out.
You've got it right, Phil. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I've been writing for the Courier now for 15 years. I came out of the closet, and since coming out of the closet, I think I've discovered a great many things about human nature, and not the least of which, I should say, is this Paula Abdul situation as it's beginning to burgeon. I think it's going to explode. And when it does, I feel it's going to take a lot of people down.
Well, do you think it's... Let's tell people what we're talking about. A former American Idol contestant told ABC News that Paula Abdul, one of the judges for the hit reality television show, provided him with off-camera tips and assistance while he was a contestant, even helping him select some of the songs, right?
That is correct. His name is Corey Clark, and he also has intimated that their relationship was at first platonic, but later became sexual. He said Abdul, who was herself a chart-topping singer in the 80s, Phil, told him, "I want to look out for you like I'm your mom." So we've got this very suspect theme of incest being fed into this relationship between Abdul and this young man who all he wanted to do was go out and sing. And now you've got this woman who has a reputation among some, not everybody, but among some, as being a bald you-know-what. And so, as in breaker. And so I think that it's going to explode, Phil. It's going to explode.
What exactly, tell me clearly what she's done wrong.
Well, I mean...
I understand she's interfered with the process.
Well, she's interfered with the process. She has broken faith with the millions and millions of fans worldwide of American Idol. There are a great many people who have an enormous amount of faith in this program. And for them, it is not just a television program. It is, for them... something that they can come home to at night after they do their job. And when you talk about the job that the people who watch American Idol are doing, you're talking, Phil, about an ethnic audience. The American Idol audience is made up primarily of lower-income, urban Hispanics and blacks. And then there is a large percentage of rural whites, farm whites. And these people come home from their jobs and they go to the television set and turn on American Idol because this is something they can have faith in. This is something they can believe in. After they've been lied to all day, after they've been told to go scrub a toilet or go and get some more fries out of the freezer or make sure you wash your hands before you come in here, whatever, now they get to go, and now Paula Abdul has broken faith with them.
If she's guilty.
If she's guilty, exactly.
All right, Doug, you know and I know that the voting on American Idol is skewed. I think anybody knows that it is not on the up and up.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a television show. And so who cares whether there's influence, whether...
Well, Phil, remember that the people who watch this show, like a lot of people who listen to talk radio, want to believe that it is a legitimate exercise in finding out who is the best talent and then voting for them in an untarnished and ineffective way. Now, that, of course, that doesn't happen. But when you let people look into... Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, which means I've been around the block a little bit. Phil, you know that I'm gay?
Yes, I know that.
All right. So when you lie to the wrong kind of people, you are going to stir up the wrong kind of people. And when you stir up the wrong kind of people, you have something more than just people calling the television network and complaining. You are now entering into an area called... urban disturbance. I'm talking about the fact that people who have been lied to about American Idol, are they going to get violent? Are they going to further devolve in their social behavior? Again, look at who you're talking about. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so I followed this. The overwhelming majority of fans of American Idol are a people who work hard, but if they're pushed in the wrong direction, they devolve into social behavior that could be aberrant, deviant.
All right, okay, so the audience for American Idol has a lot of faith, in this show.
Absolutely. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've looked into this.
All right, but and that audience is, you say, poor urban white, poor...
Poor rural whites, farm whites, as well as poor urban blacks and Hispanics. And
all right, what do you mean by social behavior that's deviant?
I was talking to Jim Hunaway, who is one of the program coordinators for a similar program that's being pitched over on the Bravo channel, and he said, you don't want to lie to the people who watch these kind of shows. A lot of these people, I don't want to get into the deviant social behavior I'm talking about, but when you lie to them, they no longer feel they have faith in the system. And when they don't have faith in the system, there could be violence, there could be... there was a case of a Canadian television show, a talent show. There was cannibalism.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Talking here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about American Idol. Now, Paula Abdul is one of the judges on this show, and Paula Abdul is alleged to have advised one of the contestants. So that's sort of in the eyes of the viewer is a breach of the process.
It definitely shows that she's showing favoritism.
All right, so why would the audience care?
I think, Phil, when the audience cares, if she's just lying to another celebrity, that's fine. But to show herself to be a cold-blooded, bald-faced liar to the audience, now she's breaking faith. Now, on top of that, she's not only lying to the audience, but she reached out and had sex with one of the members of the audience. There's jealousy that's going to be involved.
What do you mean by jealousy? You mean the audience?
I mean, they're members of the audience, yeah.
Are going to be jealous that she had sex with one of them?
Well, yeah. I mean, because even though he's a contestant, he is one of them. I mean, you look at the people who are on this program, the contestants, they represent the audience. They're good looking. A lot of them have talent. They're not terribly intelligent. Many of them rural. Many of them born and bred on farms. Many of them coming from rural sharecropping backgrounds. Southern. You lie to these people and say, I am the judge on this program, I'll be impartial, and then you have sex with one of them, I'm afraid. I mean, we can look at the case studies. And
well, you mentioned cannibalism. What does that mean?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned the case of cannibalism in Canada?
I'm saying that the deviant behavior of the people who watch these kind of shows, when you break faith with them and you look them in the face, you look at a poor farm white in the face and say, I lied to you about how American Idol is being... I'm gay.
Well, I understand that you're gay. You've mentioned that you're gay.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, what does that mean? In other words, I want to find out about the show in Canada. You mentioned that there was some cannibalism.
What it was a deviant form of behavior. When they found out that the judges had been lying and the judges had been bald-faced liars about how they select people, there was an instance of a family who'd been watching this show every night together after dinner. And when they found out that the program was not what they said it was, one of the family members was killed, and the other members of the family, and it's a very gruesome story.
Okay, I understand.
So, you see what I'm saying?
So you're telling me they killed a family member when they found out?
Phil, the people who watch American Idol are human beings, don't get me wrong, but they are similar in their behavior when you lie to them. Almost if you, like a... an ape or a monkey out in the wild. They get very, very agitated. I'm sure you have seen the pictures of the poor man who was attacked by the ape up in Bakersfield. He got hit good by an ape. The ape came out of nowhere.
I understand.
And so that's what I'm afraid of. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As such, I've been out of the closet now for 6 weeks, and I've been around the closet.
What is the significance of you being gay?
Well, for my question, are you a homophobe?
No, I'm not a homophobe. What? No, I'm not. I mean...
So why do you have a problem with me saying I'm gay?
Because I want to know what the significance of you being gay with this story.
The significance... Let me educate you and your listeners. Because I'm gay, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Because of that, I'm able to cut through a lot of the manure that people throw at you. And I can see this case dead on. Paula Abdul, if she lied and if she had sex with a contestant, she is messing with something bigger than she knows. You do not want to have a lot of these rural, southern, black, and Hispanic viewers of American Idol suddenly go ape, suddenly lose their connection to reality.
You know what, Doug? I find it very hard to believe.
Well, you can find it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I find it hard to believe if somebody is going to react violently.
Well, I'm telling you right now, look at those people who watch this show. She has opened up the floodgates on something that's going to be ugly. I'm sorry.
1-800-449-8686. The people who watch American Idol, I don't know. My kids do, but only glancingly. The people that make that show the success that it is, according to my guest Doug Danger, are not a highly educated group of people. They are, for the most part, a working class kind of couch potato who does buy into the notion that there is fair voting, fair balloting on American Idol. Now, this is just not the case. However, there are people who will just want to believe that regardless. When this news breaks about Paula Abdul and in the ensuing days that she may have had sexual contact and other inappropriate contact with a contestant, Mr. Danger is saying that the viewers of American Idol could react violently. And I am...
Why are you having to play it back?
I'm sorry?
Why do you got to keep restating what I already said?
I'm going into a break, and I wanted to... And don't put him on the air, bud.
Well, he wanted to stay. It's fine.
No, I told Mr. Dickman that I wanted to come on. I already said all of that. Why'd you restate it?
Because that's my show, and I want to do that.
Again, I have to ask you, are you homophobic?
No, I'm not.
Phil, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I feel that it's...
I don't understand the significance of you saying you're gay.
I'm just telling you, American Idol and the fans, I'm looking at this as a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, you want to have a repeat of what happened in Canada, where there was wholesale cannibalism...
Hold on for just a minute. Because I don't want to upset my audience any more than I have to. We'll be right back after this break. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger joins us from talking about American Idol. You've been around a lot of what?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been around a lot of these minorities, and you will see that a lot of the minorities, I'm not just talking about Hispanics or blacks, I'm talking about whites, I'm talking about rural farm whites, I'm talking about people that we traditionally would believe watch these shows. And when you are a Paula Abdul and you've broken faith with them,
well, all of these things are allegations.
That's true.
And we don't know that she's done any of them.
Well, I think, like the man says, if it waddles and it quacks and it's got webbed feet, then it's some kind of a, some kind of a chicken or what have you. And so I'm saying that...
Well, you want to indict her right away, but be that as it may, if she's guilty of this...
If she's guilty of this, she has broken faith with an audience, a television-viewing audience, the American Idol fan, which is capable of anything. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right. 1-800-440, you keep calling me homophobic if I mention the fact that you're...
Phil, I want you to be clear. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been out of the closet, and I've walked the walk, and I've talked the talk. I can tell where things are going because of the sharpness of the gay view. Now, I've got a very good perception. It is an extremely highly sharpened gay view.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stephanie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
The comment I wanted to make was, in the past season, there's been other drama when, I think her name was Frenchie, one of the contestants, she got kicked off the show because they found pictures of her on the internet she was exposing herself.
Right.
And when that happened, there was... Nothing happened with the fans.
That was legitimate. See, that the audience viewed that as a legitimate reaction on the part of the producers to get rid of someone who was breaking the rules. On the other hand, you've got behind-the-scenes activity by Paula Abdul having sex with an underage contestant. And
is he underage?
I think he's very young.
but it's a big difference is if he's underage.
Yeah.
Well, the point is, this is a behind-the-scenes manipulation, almost as if, I don't know if you remember, if you were around in the year 2000 when they said Bush stole the election. Okay? Now, I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And you know what happened in America. Well, imagine what happened with Bush and Gore. Now I'm talking about American Idol. A lot of these people who watch that show, they'll go ape.
All right, Stephanie, that help you? I guess she's not there. Here is Mary. Go ahead, Mary, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, that's just the silliest thing I've ever heard. I just...
Ma'am, are you in the demographic that watches this show?
Well...
program, American Idol, is a show viewed by a collection of human beings. You know, I talked, of course, about the Canadian situation, and...
Well, what do you mean that lady sounded elderly?
I'm saying that she sounds a little old to understand what's going on with that audience.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about American Idol that I would say. The program is huge, and people do seem to buy into it, as you say. And as such, I guess they want it to be up and up. But for them to become violent...
I am telling you, if you've ever read anything concerning some of the things that when people, you know, the whole idea of a large multimedia corporation lying through its teeth...
Well, I don't think you can. You can't indict Fox.
I won't indict Fox, but Paula Abdul works for them. Then she takes some kid to bed.
Well, first of all, calling him a kid.
Well, he's 22 years old, and
well, he's not a kid.
He's technically a kid. He's not legally a kid, but I think it's different. I think when a man takes a girl and has sex with her, I think that should be illegal. But I think when an older woman has sex with a younger guy, I think that it's something worse about that. And as a gay man and a gay journalist...
Well, now you're getting into something entirely different. But let me just say that...
Well, I don't think so.
I mean, I would just say that, you know, Paula Abdul talking to this guy about his hair, talking to him about what songs he should sing, getting into the specifics of how he might win his performance, it certainly is showing a partiality.
That's right. That can result in violence on the part of the audience. But now throw into the mix the fact that she is having sex. So she's not only polluting his mind, but she's having sex with him. And now you've got yourself a problem, my friend, and you've got a problem that's going to be hanging around for a long time. If Paula Abdul is able to escape a jail cell, I'll be shocked.
Well, I don't know what to say.
But, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I understand that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
And she had sex with an underage boy.
He's 22, man.
I'm telling you, it's not the same thing.
Okay, Doug Danger with us here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The Paula Abdul and the American Idol story, where she apparently helped this kid. You know what, as I said to you, man, it's a television show, and it doesn't make any difference what they do, because it's just all bogus.
You know that, and I know that. Most of the idiots that watch the show...
Look at you calling them idiots. See?
Well, Phil, I'm saying...
So that shows that you're biased against them.
No, I'm not biased against anybody. I'm saying that...
You said most of the idiots that watch that show.
Most of the idiots that watch that show buy it. They believe in it, yeah.
They believe that it is absolutely up and up.
You get a lot of this farm trash, you throw it together with a lot of the blacks, a lot of the Mexicans.
Yeah, I understand. All right, American Idol with Paula Abdul calling the shots behind the scene for some contestant, whatever. My philosophy is this. It's a TV show, which means it should not be held to any standard other than is it entertaining? You know, is it entertaining? I suppose you could say the same thing for a football game. I happen to like to think that football is not rigged, but what difference does it make in the overall scheme of things? It's a TV show, and their idea is to just get audience. According to Doug Danger, Paula Abdul broke faith with an audience that could turn violent. Paula Abdul apparently helping this kid with his hair and with his song presentation and ultimately allegedly having a sexual relationship is going to incite the audience, and he quoted one story out of Canada to cannibalism. Cannibalism and other deviant acts. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Doug Danger in a moment.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jackball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about Paula Abdul and this so-called scandal, I guess, whether you want to call it a scandal or not, from American Idol, where she is alleged to have given people, you know, all of this information. This one young guy, his name is... forget his name, Guy Clark or Corey Clark.
That's his name, Phil. Can I just jump in here very quickly?
Well, I want to bring the audience to, you know, up to where we're at. The thinking being, you and I agree, the TV show is a TV show. Who cares whether they skew the voting or even if she has sex with one of the contestants, right?
Absolutely.
So you and I are in agreement on that.
Let me tell you something, Phil. I've been gay the last 6 weeks. I came out of the closet. And suddenly the world opened up to me. Now, I've been gay a long time, and I've been a journalist a long time. Paula Abdul hasn't done anything wrong, other than having sex with a very young man.
He's not underage, though.
All right, he's not underage, but, well, I'll tell you, she's 40 years old, he's 22. You talk about making yourself look stupid. You talk about setting yourself up for heartache. So that's, you know, and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I see that, all right? But the people watching want to believe so very desperately in American Idol. Now you lie to them? I heard you last hour talking about certain people with mongoloid tendencies, arm wrestling with them. It's the same thing.
I don't want to talk about that, man. I'm just saying that if the audience gets violent, you're saying they could get violent.
I'm saying you could have, yeah. Some urban attacks, meat transports overturned, things like that. I don't know. Cigarette trucks hijacked. What I'm trying to say to you is that she's got a twofold problem. She's just going to have to come clean on this thing. Break it off with this guy.
She's not even having sex with this guy or having a relationship with him, if she ever did. And as far as this so-called illicit contact with him, vis-a-vis the advice on the TV show, it's a PR problem, man. All Fox has to do is come out and say, you know what, we stand behind Paul, it's a TV show, get a life.
Well, you know, easier said than done. I suppose you could, but again, when you're dealing with people who watch this kind of television, they're very unpredictable, and I keep going back to that Bakersfield ape case, where an American Idol fan will come out of a cage onto your face the same way that ape did.
You're talking figuratively.
No, I mean literally.
Literally,
yes. I'm here to tell you right now that if the American Idol fan finds out that anybody's been messing with their votes, you saw what happened last year when they wanted to vote in that one guy and the other guy won. I can't remember. I can't tell one of them apart from the other. They all sing that same kind of jive way. But I will tell you that if you tell the American Idol fan that everything's been messed with, they'll come out of a cage like an ape.
Reuben and Clay.
What's that, the name of the apes?
No, that's the name of the two guys that...
Oh, yeah. So that's what I'm trying to say to you. Now, getting on to Paula Abdul. Not only this woman helped this kid, now she's making herself look like some kind of a monkey dancing with a guy who's 22. I mean...
Well, your whole take on older women with younger guys, man, I don't want to comment on that because it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, other than the fact that, as I said, it could have unduly influenced the process.
No, I just think she's pathetic, that's all.
That's fine, Doug, and we thank you very much for that.
But I'm gay.
I know that you're gay.
So in other words, it's a 40-year-old woman with a 22-year-old guy, and you don't find that pathetic.
No, I don't find it pathetic.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you...
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me whether you are or whether you aren't.
I'm telling you right now, an older woman with a younger guy, you want to just go around a corner and bury your face in your hands and stifle the biggest snot-sailing laugh you've ever had in your life. Let me tell you something. I saw an old lady with a young guy, and I was having myself a carton of milk over here at McDonald's. I had milk sailing through both nostrils.
Fine, man, but you know what? Whatever makes people happy.
Well, ain't that just touching. You know what? Your show sucks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Doug. Well, your newspaper sucks, and I reach a whole lot more people than you do. And I ain't gay.
Yeah, it's your loss.
Later on, I saw an older lady with a younger guy, and milk went sailing through my nose. All right, well, there you go. That's the latest on Paula Abdul and this other cat. Will there be urban rioting? Will people resort to cannibalism? Will the American Idol fan come at the producers of the Fox show American Idol like an ape through a cage door, right onto their faces? If this proves to be true, Doug believes all of that will transpire. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I wanted to take a look at the wordsmith.org website, but I do have David Hall.
Yeah.
David G. Hall is on the line. Yes, David?
Phil, I didn't want to jump into the program here, but I felt it was necessary. We need to hook up the show monitor. So, but
why do I have to have the show monitor?
Better way, Mr. Hall.
I'm concerned about the interest in your show tonight, whether you're at a very high level in terms of material. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm sorry, but you're not really gunning my engine tonight, and I need to hook you up to the show monitor.
Give me your hand.
Don't grab my hand. I'll put it on myself.
Just attach the sensors to your fingers, and to let your audience know what the show monitor does when Phil is being interesting... You'll hear this sound. But the minute he starts to bore people to tears, you'll hear this. Is that right, bud?
I got it, Mr. Hall, yeah.
All right. So let's just turn that off. Is he hooked up?
Let me just dial in right now here. Yeah, okay, it's working pretty good now.
All right, Phil, I'm sorry.
This is very embarrassing.
I'm sorry, but I've just had some questions about the...
Well, what are you talking about specifically?
Well, Doug Danger bit, I mean...
Well, he's coming on talking about, you know, American Idol.
Yeah, whoopee. All right.
Jesus.
Tell him, Mr. Hall.
Right, look. The next piece of material, whatever it is you're going to do, I want the show monitor on, Phil, and I want to get subsequent readings, bud, via the internet. You can also announce them on the air, but I want to read. What are you reading now?
Sector 347.
All right, Sector 347. Blood pressure?
117 over 70. All right.
All right, go ahead, Phil. Do your bit. Come on, will you? You're making the thing die.
I'm sorry, but it's embarrassing for me.
Let's go.
Okay, everybody. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this show. Should I go ahead and have Lee Klein come in early?
Yeah, you might call Lee.
You don't have to have him come in early.
Hey, look at that, a little bit of emotion. Things are interesting. Now go ahead, do your bit.
Okay, I found a really fun site that I thought I'd let everybody know about. It's an anagram site. And you see what you're doing?
Oh, man.
What is it? You're killing me over here.
Look at guys.
You're killing me.
He's killing us, Mr. Hall.
You're killing me.
Just let me finish doing the thing. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an anagram site. And in the anagram site that I found, you can enter in any phrase, and then you hit search, and it has an interesting phrase. Now,
all right, what did you enter into the anagram thing? I got to move this along. Let's go. What'd you enter in?
Well, I entered in the words.
Oh, God, did you hear his voice crack?
Yeah, I entered in the words. Yo-lo-lo.
That's a good one, bud. Go ahead. What'd you enter in?
I entered in the words, The Phil Hendry Show. And you know what came out among the many anagrams?
Came out of where?
Yeah, came out of where?
What came out of the search engine and the anagram thing?
What?
His phone world.
So?
So?
You're telling me that killed my show.
Proof's in the pudding. There it is. You're dead. Dead in the water.
You're what we used to call in sailing becalmed.
No wind in the sails, friend. Just floating up and down.
I entered in my name into the anagram thing, and it came out... All right, I suck.
That's right. Get Lee Klein on the phone. I want him in early tonight.
Right. Hello, Lee. Yeah, Bud Dickman. Even.
I don't want to have to hear you call him.
All right, turn that thing off!
All right, there's only one more thing we need to do for your show tonight, Phil. Bud, go ahead. Hit cart 4, deck 1.
You got it.
Now, wait a minute.
Would you shut up and have some respect? Yes, here lies the Phil Hendry Show. Once one of the greats, but now moldering in the ground. What's that smell?
Phil!
That's right. Thank you, bud. Oh, why isn't he funny anymore?
Used to be funny, Phil, but now...
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, this anagram site is a load. I mean, basically what you're getting is your name into this search engine, and it spits out all kinds of stuff, but you've got to put it together yourself. Like, I thought it would come out with a phrase, but here's, like, my name, Phil Hendry, I got high diner help. What? So? What do I do with that?
Well, didn't you say you went into an International House of Pancakes Stone once?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. You just didn't want me to mention it on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right, bud. Well, thanks a lot for keeping that confidence. And what has that got to do with the phrase, high diner help?
Hi, you're in a diner. Help.
Oh, God. I'm high in a diner. Help. The guy that's cooking the pancakes, man, just laid a Mickey Mouse thing on me. You know, like the three pancakes with a wad of butter for the nose. Dude's looking at me. So this is for people who have absolutely no life. It's an anagram site, and you can check it out. Our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com, and our web address is www.philhendryshow.com. Phil Hendry Show website is the place to go if you need to know anything about this program of ours. And it'll tell you basically how to, for instance, get a backstage pass. You can listen to all of our archive material. You can listen to our 30-day archive. That is full shows. I can't tell you the number of are we breaking again, Mark? Because I can't remember. Okay. I can't tell you the number of emails I get from people saying, how do I get a whole hour of the show? I want to get a whole hour, man. I don't want to hear just like 3-minute bits. I don't want to hear a 10-minute bit. I want to hear the whole thing. You can do it. But you have to sort of do it as you hear it, because we only archive the full shows for 30 days. Now, with our podcast center, And are the, I shouldn't say podcast center, because I'm not even sure what the technology is, but it's at our media center. You now can listen to the show, the Phil Hendry podcast, and have it downloaded automatically to your desktop. You don't have to do it manually. And it happens every day of the week. So you can listen to the bloody show anytime you feel like it. It automatically goes into the pod. And this is the latest thing. This is like, I mean, you know, we're trying to remain on the cutting edge of technology on the show. So if you don't have the opportunity to listen to the show when you want to, the podcast basically is this. You listening to it on your iPod after it's been automatically downloaded into your computer. Now, all of this stuff is available on our website for only $6.95 a month. And that's not all. We got an archive of comedy that goes back 10, 15 years, different generations of the Phil Hendry Show.
You better watch out, by the way.
For what?
Well, you're...
For what?
You're saying pod.
I'm saying pod?
Yeah.
What, Dave, is that another violation?
It's close. The FCC, you know, we got to watch out.
I have no idea what pod has got to do with anything that the FCC might be interested in.
Just watch it. You remember today you were telling me that you had artichokes for lunch?
Yeah.
See, that's a word that makes me nervous.
Artichoke?
Yeah. The whole choke angle.
Yeah, and if you say artichoke and pod in the same sentence...
Yeah, now you're into this area where you're choking your pod, you know?
Will you guys bug off? Anyway, the podcast is available in our media center at www.philhendryshow.com. When you go to our website, you can also see little pictures, scrapbooks of pictures. See a picture of my wife and my son. Got our DVD of the week with a great quote here. I'm not going to let you kill that man. You kill him, it means more paperwork for me. That's from Here to Eternity. We also have Chris Norton's Babe of the Week. And this week, Chris Norton's Babe of the Week is, guess who? Joan Jett. And Joan is standing here with a semi-automatic weapon, and she's standing with the troops in Afghanistan. Boy, that you know what? That is so cool when I see people in the entertainment business that are actually, like, cool about going over to Iraq and Afghanistan and hanging with the troops. That is, like, and it's Joan Jett, and it's guys like Ted Nugent, and it's people like, who's that other cat that did it? I guess that's it, Joan Jett and Ted Nugent.
Yeah, that's all there is.
Just two?
Yeah.
All right, I thought there were more.
No, just them.
All right. Well, in any event, thank you very much, Joan Jett and Ted Nugent. And so you can check that out, and it's all there on our website, www.philhendryshow.com. We'll be coming right back. We've got more from Jeff Dowder. We're also going to be taking a look at the situation with the runaway bride, and Jay Santos might have some thoughts on that from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's all ahead of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.